News release. Halton Regional Police Service. The Halton Regional Police Service, HRPS, and Haldimand County OPP has made a large weapons and drug seizure following the conclusion of a lengthy investigation titled Project Catfish. Police have also made multiple arrests and laid a total of 55 charges in connection with the investigation. Project Catfish began in May 2024 and was conducted as a partnership by members of the HRPS Burlington Street Crime Unit and the Haldimand County OPP Street Crime Unit. It targeted an alleged drug trafficking network operating in Halton Region and the GTHA. On September 5th, with the assistance of multiple specialty units within the HRPS and OPP and assistance from emergency services units from surrounding police services, Hamilton Police Service, Toronto Police Service, Waterloo Regional Police Service, Niagara Regional Police Service, investigators simultaneously executed 9 search warrants. These warrant locations were residences and vehicles in Burlington, Hamilton, Toronto, Dunville, and Cambridge. A total of 11 people were arrested and charged, and the following items were seized: 2 loaded Smith & Wesson handguns, 1 Glock firearm with serial number defaced, ammunition and a prohibited drum magazine, 2 crossbows, 4 kilograms of methamphetamine, 3 kilograms of cocaine, 115 grams of oxycodone, 950 grams of fentanyl, $120,000 in CAN currency, 2 vehicles. The 11 individuals listed below face a combined 55 charges, which include firearm and drug trafficking offenses. Arrested. Dario Dilber, 34, of Dunville, was held in custody pending a bail hearing for possession of a controlled substance for the purpose of trafficking, fentanyl, possession of a controlled substance for the purpose of trafficking, cocaine, possession of prohibited or restricted firearm with ammunition, possession of a firearm in a motor vehicle, careless storage of a firearm, fail to comply, release order, 4 counts, possession of a firearm, ammunition contrary to prohibition order, 5 counts. Julia Dowling, 39, of Dunville, was held in custody pending a bail hearing for possession of a controlled substance for the purpose of trafficking, fentanyl, possession of prohibited or restricted firearm with ammunition, possession of a firearm in a motor vehicle, careless storage of a firearm, possession of a firearm, ammunition contrary to prohibition order. Abdallah Farah, 31, of Burlington, was held in custody pending a bail hearing for possession of a controlled substance for the purpose of trafficking, cocaine, unauthorized possession of a firearm, careless use of firearm, tampering with serial number. Timothy King, 51, of Hannon, was held in custody pending a bail hearing for possession of a controlled substance for the purpose of trafficking, fentanyl, possession of a controlled substance for the purpose of trafficking, methamphetamine, possession of a controlled substance for the purpose of trafficking, cocaine, possession of a controlled substance for the purpose of trafficking, oxycodone, unauthorized possession of a firearm, knowledge of unauthorized possession of a weapon, tampering with serial number of firearm or possession of firearm knowing serial number has been altered, defaced or removed, possession of a firearm contrary to a prohibition order, 5 counts, careless use of a firearm, weapon, ammunition, unauthorized possession of a weapon. Issa Sufi, 28, of Toronto, was held in custody pending a bail hearing for possession of a controlled substance for the purpose of trafficking, fentanyl, possession of a controlled substance for the purpose of trafficking, cocaine, possession of a controlled substance for the purpose of trafficking, hydromorphone, fail to comply, undertaking. Michael Tesfaye, 28, of Cambridge was held in custody pending a bail hearing for possession of a controlled substance for the purpose of trafficking, cocaine, 2 counts. Breach of release order, 3 counts. Yahya Yusuf, 33, of Burlington was held in custody pending a bail hearing for possession of a controlled substance for the purpose of trafficking, cocaine, unauthorized possession of a firearm, careless use of firearm, tampering with serial number. Sharmel Facey, 19, of Dunville was released from custody pending a court appearance for possession of a controlled substance for the purpose of trafficking, fentanyl, possession of a controlled substance for the purpose of trafficking, cocaine. Faikal Krazini, 23, of Cambridge. He was released from custody pending a court appearance for possession of a controlled substance for the purpose of trafficking, cocaine, 2 counts. Possession of a controlled substance for the purpose of trafficking, oxycodone. Carol Baliba, 45, of Hamilton was released from custody pending a court appearance for possession of a controlled substance for the purpose of trafficking, methamphetamine. Catherine Hayes, 35, of Dunville was released from custody pending a court appearance for possession of a controlled substance for the purpose of trafficking, cocaine. The trafficking of illicit substances into our communities is related to the rise in drug poisonings, which we know can lead to tragic outcomes. Similarly, trafficking and possessing firearms is a direct threat to public safety, said Detective Sergeant Derek Moyes of the 3 District Criminal Investigations Bureau. The results of Project Catfish clearly demonstrate our commitment to collaborate with our policing partners and hold those who participate in these criminal acts accountable. The successful completion of this lengthy investigation was made possible through funding provided by the Ontario Government, Ministry of the Solicitor General, in which the Criminal Intelligence Service Ontario supported this joint forces investigation. Anyone with information regarding this investigation is asked to contact the 3 District Criminal Investigations Bureau at 905-825-4777-2316. Tips can also be submitted anonymously to Crime Stoppers. See something? Hear something? Know something? Contact Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477, tips, or through the web at www.haltoncrimestoppers.ca. Editor's note: the accused people facing charges are presumed innocent until proven guilty in court.